Coal mining companies have defended their safety and monitoring practices today at a Senate inquiry into the re-emergence of black lung disease. Former coal miners say safety equipment provided at the mines didn't adequately protect them from it. Until recently, it was thought that black lung disease had been eradicated. But six Queensland mine workers have now been confirmed as having the deadly disease. Nance Haxton reports.
The Senate Select Committee on Health, chaired by Senator Deborah O'Neill, is investigating why black lung disease has reappeared, particularly in Queensland's Bowen Basin. The disease is caused by breathing in excessive levels of coal dust. Ian Hiscock worked in Queensland coal mines for around a decade and told the inquiry that he believed mining companies cut corners on protective equipment and ventilation for miners. He says coal miners regularly complain about not getting enough air while they are working.
They have sprays, but the sprays are inadequate. They don't suppress the dust. You know, the scrubber systems on the longwall and that... They're constantly they're blocking up all the time, you know, and the fitters are spending all their time unblocking the scrubber systems. The dust mitigation is inadequate in the coal mines. In this day of technology, in a $100 million longwall, to use a one-inch hose to try and suppress dust is insufficient.
But Anglo-American Coal's head of safety and sustainability, Mike Oswell, told the inquiry that all mining companies need to work together on eliminating black lung disease. There have been six recently confirmed cases in Queensland, including one worker at Anglo-American's Grass Tree mine.
The safety and health and well-being of our employees at our operations is Anglo-American's number one priority. We are committed to providing the safest possible workplaces through technical engineering support, risk-based safety and health management systems, proactive leadership and ongoing consultation with our workforces. We are extremely concerned about the recent emergence of cases of coal workers' pneumoconiosis. Clearly this is a serious and debilitating disease, and therefore it's incumbent upon all of us at all levels of the industry to tackle issues and concerns in an effective, constructive and unified way.
Senior Executive Officer of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Radiologists, Mark Nevin, told the inquiry that reports of 150,000 x-rays of coal miners awaiting review by the Mines Department are of great concern.
All x-rays that are captured should be reported on, and if they had been captured or taken out of radiology practice, they would absolutely have been reported on. So we are very concerned. If there is that huge backlog of unreported x-rays, they need to be reported on.
General Manager of Vale Australia's Carbra Downs mine, Andrew Vella, defended the company's monitoring standards.
We've increased our monitoring because we didn't think that the data was reliable, hence we increased it to get more evidence to understand whether we had problems in a certain area or was it wider throughout the mine. And that's the only reason we increased it, so we could understand it a lot better.
CFMEU General Secretary Andrew Vickers told the inquiry that the rise in dust levels at mines in recent years was disturbing.
And it's a marked trend that dust levels are regularly exceeding the standard and that's on an upward spiral.
Yes.
Anecdotally, and as a union, because we're biased, we would say that's the downturn in the industry, the drive for more coal, the trying to recover profits, taking shortcuts, saving every penny you possibly can. And they're the sorts of things that I, in my 40-plus years in the industry or directly associated with the industry, have seen when there is a downturn in the industry. Corners are cut.
While Queensland Resources Council Chief Executive Michael Roche told Senator Doug Cameron that mines were doing all they could to improve safety.
Have you initiated any discussions with the department or government in relation to the investigation of regulatory changes?
Not as yet.
Don't you think it would be a good thing to do?
This is a complex issue, and we're addressing it on a whole range of fronts. At the mine sites, it's about ensuring compliance.
Hearings will continue in Mackay tomorrow. A Queensland-based state government inquiry into black lung disease will also hand down an interim report soon and give recommendations mid-year.
That's Nance Haxton reporting.